It's the gutter show. The last of my gutter shows of this window. It's just me and Neil, and we're going to have a nice, relaxed chat ahead of what we hope will be a frenetic, fantastic day tomorrow. Yeah. It's been a good window, Neil. It's been a great window. How many prices would you give this window? And remember, the pricey scale is 1 to 5.
4 prices out of 5.
I think 4 prices. Maybe the pricey scale needs to be out of 10 because I think there's the case for a 9. Obviously, we'd like this to have been finished off with a fakir, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
we're a body
I think we still seem a body short, and I think we might be a body short in a couple of areas of the pitch. You know, I think that there's, but I think it's important to say you'll always feel like you're one short. I think that's part of the enterprise, to be honest with you. Now, for all the clubs, Man City, as John keeps reminding me, you know, we were doing calls with Man City supporters all the way through last season, and they'd always say they were one short. They got 100 points, and they'd always say we're one short, we're an attacker short. You know, a couple of injuries will look light, and maybe that's borne out by the fact that the legs fell off. And I think a lot of this conversation about whether or not you're one short, it does depend on the scale of your ambition. And what I think's really interesting for Liverpool supporters is I don't think many of us are picking between League and Champions League. I think there's a feeling that we can go really far, really close in both. And so I think if that is the case, and I'm not going to talk down ambition. I think it's really important. If that is the case, then we may well be one short, because we know what it's like now. We've lived the idea of what it's like, not just in September when you're trying to get out the group and progress in the league, but come February, March and April when you've got that last 16, last 8 and last 4, and then suddenly you're going away to, last season it was West Brom, when they're fighting for their very lives. And your players have got one eye on the midweek game. And I think that's why, you know, I understand, and that's why I think that there's an argument to say that if it was, you know, if we didn't have European football, we wouldn't need one more. We'd be able to say we can go with what we've got. But we do all think, not just that we've got European football, but Rob, you know, I think you're planning for a European Cup semi-final. And that can, not to win the thing, but to play most of the games. And I think that brings its own stress.